At this school, children whose parents died of AIDS receive an education and one meal a day. But that is all the school can provide. Most of the children live with host families. Educators say protecting the children from the stigma that orphans of AIDS often face is a challenge. Antoine Sandy is director of an orphan aid organization.
We have to protect the children's rights. We have to make sure they are not stigmatized in a way that could affect them the rest of their lives.
Sandy and other aid workers in Guinea also are trying to help parents with HIV/AIDS to limit the number of new orphans. The school in Zerikoi provides food to adults who have AIDS so they can be strong enough to continue living and taking care of their own children. This man, who wanted to remain anonymous, received a bag of beans and other food supplies. HIV/AIDS testing of pregnant women is being done across the country. Mothers want to make sure they do not infect their babies with the virus. Health worker Fatoumata Gilavogi.
I tell women it is an illness like other illnesses. It's not that bad because now you have medicines. I tell them this and they understand. I tell them if they take the treatment, you can live a long life still. But if you do not, bad things can happen.
Due to the lack of funds, this program now only takes children through elementary school. Teachers say they hope someday to be able to provide more for the children who have already lost so much. Carrie Barber, VOA News, Zerikoi on the Guinea border.